In the spacious kitchen of High Richmond Hostel, Claudia Martinez Rincon introduces a dish she grew up with in Bogota, Colombia.
Ajiaco santafereño.
That's chicken and potato soup.
Yeah, this is traditional from Colombia, special Sunday. Colombia, every city has different soup, no? Some soup is more, need more time. This soup is more easy. This is from Bogota.
Martinez is teaching a group of Richmond residents and hostel guests how to make this recipe. They gather around the large center island filled with fresh produce. Some work on chopping brown, red, and yellow potatoes.
Yellow butter potatoes.
A la russet, yeah.
So those are russet potatoes.
Others tackle a big bowl of fresh limes that need squeezing.
Would you like to squeeze a little?
Yes.
Thank you. Give my hand a little rest.
We have some herb. The name is huascas.
She explains the key ingredient for this soup, the mineral-rich herb guascas.
It's a little spicy, it's so, it's the flavor for the soup. It's so delicious.
Fresh guascas isn't something you see in Virginia grocery stores, so she ordered a dried version online.
I cannot prepare ajiaco with guascas.
You have to have it.
Yes.
Martinez is the featured chef at the first Cooking as a Second Language. The program is sponsored by High Richmond Hostel, the Richmond Public Library, and Birdhouse Market. The idea is to use food as a way to cross cultural barriers, says the library's Patty Parks.
You find out that you don't need to know how to say certain things, but you can talk about texture, you can talk about the way they look. This is a potato, how do you say potato? You know, different spices. You know, you all start talking about flavors, about smells, about taste. And that it's just a different way of learning, I think, and communicating. So I think that's exciting.
Working with the hostel was a natural fit. Located right across the street from the library's main branch, they've partnered on a number of projects.
You know, we have people that are coming in that are just here visiting, and they get to come and participate, and they start seeing that we are an open community to all kinds of experiences. And they get to interact with people that they might not know.
On the stove, chicken is simmering in a fragrant broth. Martinez carefully ladles out a cup at a time. She pours them into another pot of medium grain rice, seasoned with red peppers, garlic, and shallots.
Oh, three cups. Yes.
Three cups.
Then I don't know at first. Yeah.
A hotel guest from Belgium stirs the creamy rice.
Yes. We will do.
Yeah. Right,
you know. We make it a little bit higher.
We'll put some foil.
The slicing and stirring, chopping and peeling has a way of breaking the ice. As each contributes to a common goal, strangers are getting to know each other. Minan Lustenau is the hostel's community engagement coordinator. She says food makes it easy to spark all sorts of conversations.
There was, of course, the preparation of the food, and Chef Claudia was telling us, you know, this is how you do this, and explaining different herbs and spices. But then that also turned into conversations of, okay, do you cook at home? Hey, you came to this workshop, do you cook at home? Who cooks at home? Okay, you don't cook, why don't you cook? Oh, your family didn't cook. Is that because of where you're from? Is that because personal preference? Oh, you work a lot, or you don't work a lot, or my father always cooked, or my brother is the one who likes to cook, or, you know, my mom always cooked and I never learned how to. And so then it becomes a discussion of family and community gatherings and how do you come together as a community. And it was really wonderful, the conversation that came out of that.
The kitchen, she says, reminds people of home. It helps us feel comfortable, that we belong.
Looking at food from different cultures, from different nations, we're really looking at what makes us the same. What do we have in common? And I think that's like very important considering our current political climate, where it's so easy to like box people into like you're different. But at the end of the day, we had what, like 11 people Sunday, just like, oh my God, this food is so good, and I don't know totally what I'm getting myself into, but I'm willing to try it.
It's a good experience for me. I feel really like at home, like
Claudia Martinez came to Richmond from Colombia 5 years ago. She has a fine arts degree, but her career path shifted when she came to the U.S. She now teaches Spanish to children and would like to pursue a master's in education.
I have family in all this world. I have family in Spain, in Germany. I have friends in Italy. Then I feel like something familiar to me.
For many immigrants, building a new life abroad is challenging. It's hard to be separated from family. Language barriers can impact professional and social opportunities. Cooking as a second language aims to be a bridge, creating an accessible space where immigrants can share their expertise, where food becomes an instrument to build trust and relationships.
With this job, maybe I feel that, like, I feel part of this own community, no? I live close to here, I work close to here, now I have a little more friends close to here.
When the ajiaco santafereño soup is complete, two tables are pushed together and set. One of the hostel's guests, who is quietly working on his computer, is invited to join the meal.
All right, so cream and that.
Cream, paper.
Martinez and her sous chefs bring over the steaming soup, plates of sliced avocado, and bowls of capers and thick cream.
And rice.
Cheers to the chef!
To the chef!
Cheers.
Thank you for doing this with us. Yeah.
The Richmond Hostel and Library plan to host cooking as a second language once a month. Future chefs will feature food from Northern India, Turkey, and Vietnam. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.